All right, our very own friend Ari Lipsky, Chassam, texted me yesterday asking what are your feelings about moving stark marks on Shabbos? And because I speak the language, I knew what stark marks are. Stark marks are those little adhesive tabs. I hope I know what he's talking about. Those little adhesive tabs that you could leave in your svarim as you're learning to be able to find your place where you're up to, and then as you continue moving, you just move it, and each time you learn a little bit more, and you move it. So my response was totally mutter. He said, "Oh yeah, Rabbi Sabalovsky says that it's aser." So I said, "Okay, let me look into it. I'll give a 10-minute halacha sharing it tomorrow." So let's discuss stark marks, and not just stark marks, but this also relates very much to the melacha of tofer in general, and it also relates to diapers, the next stage in your lives, Emir Hashem, after hopefully the stark mark stage will still be continuing, but you'll then move on also to the baby diaper stage when you have to have adhesive tabs to hold the diaper in place, whether those are mutter also. So it all relates to each other. By way of introduction, the melacha of tofer, of sewing something together, was done in the Mishkan when they needed to repair curtains, when there were tears in the curtains in the Mishkan. The definition of the melacha, the bir halacha, in Simen Shin Mem, Sif Yadalit, says that whenever you join two things together into one unit, by way of attaching them, that is called the melacha of tofer. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Mem Sif Yadalit says that even if it's not with sewing, even if it's just by glue, talks about a kolin shel sofrim, type of glue that sofrim use, that would also be a violation of the melacha of tofer. What about if you attach two hard things together, let's say two tables, two pieces of wood, not something soft and pliable like a cloth? So the Bir Halacha thinks, based on the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet and Beis, that too is the melacha of tofer. However, the Rav Moshe is quoted in many svarim, and Rabbi Ribiad in the Lamed Tes Melachos book in footnote 5 on melachas tofer has many, many rayos to the idea that it would not be a violation of tofer when you have two very hard things, two pieces of wood. Now, the most important issue is, what about temporary tefillah? What if you connect things, but only in a temporary way? You don't mean to leave it there. When I patch up a garment or something, I want it to stay that way forever. But what if I just move a stark tab, or whatever they call it, stark mark, or a baby diaper, where I certainly don't want to leave the diaper on the baby forever? Yeah?
Isn't that the same issue with, like, milk cartons?
Well, maybe. So let's see the issue first. So the Rama writes, the Rama quotes in Simen Shin Yud Zayin Si'if Gimel. He first says stam, just stam, that it's aser, even if it's temporary. And then he quotes Yesh Omrim, that it's mutter if it's temporary. But he says Ein lahakel b'fnei ama aretz. So a person should never be making under any circumstances in front of an ama aretz. Now, Pashup Shar in the Rama, whenever the Rama quotes a stam and then a Yesh Omrim, the halach is like the stam. If it's a Yesh Omrim v'Yesh Omrim, the halach is generally like the Yesh Omrim. But if it's stam and then Yesh Omrim, the halach is generally like the stam. Although over here the Rama writes that Ein lahakel b'fnei ama aretz, which makes it sound like you can be had it not been for the fact of Bifnei Amaritz, Meikra Adin, you would be able to be Meikul. Perhaps that's why the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, Yesh Matirin V'chein Iker, and then he says, but Ein Lahakel Bifnei Amaritz. But either way, it seems that however you understand it, we're always Bifnei Amaritz, so we should never, because we're always with ourselves, so we should probably always be Machmir on that issue in general. Just if it's only a question of temporary tefira, so even if I'm sewing a garment, just temporarily, L'chor, it should be Asir. Now, for this reason, the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Ches Simen Lamed Aleph, Chelik Tes Simen Mem Aleph, Chelik Yud Simen Lamed Gimel reiterates over and over again that it's usher to use baby diapers on Shabbos, to actually secure them with the fastening tab on Shabbos. I don't know what the alternative is. I don't know what he does. Thank God I'm not a member of the Yeruch Haredis, so I don't have to follow the Pesachim of the Minchas Yitzchak. A whole host of other poskim disagree with the Minchas Yitzchak about the baby diapers for a variety of reasons, for seven different reasons. First of all, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn quotes from Magen Avram Simen Shin Mem that if things are attached by wax, you can undo it because they're not lekiyum, they're not meant to be permanent. So what does that Magen Avram mean? The Ramah says even things that aren't permanent, you're not allowed to do. So they explain, based on the Chazon Ish, that something that even when the Ramah says you're not allowed to sew in a non-permanent fashion, that maybe that's only by sewing. Maybe gluing, which isn't really the original, it's only a tolda of tofer, it's not the original mode of tofer to begin with, maybe if you glue and it's temporary, maybe then it would be mutter. So if it's temporary gluing, temporary sticking, then it would be mutter. But only temporary sewing would be asur. So with the baby diapers, that would certainly solve that problem. Rabbi Ribiad in footnote 8a finds support for this in the Chazanish. Chazanish in Hashmata Simen Kuf Nun Vav in the Michtav L'Simen Shin Mem says this way as well, that only the temporary is only usr if it's temporary sewing, but temporary gluing might be mutter. Another kula in the baby diaper, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perik Tesvav Ha'ara Reish Nun, says that just like a Kesher She'eno Shel Kayama is mutter, so too this She'eno Shel Kayama is going to be mutter. So very difficult to understand what he means by that. The Ramah says She'eno Shel Kayama is usr also, so maybe he means the same thing as the Chazanish, maybe he means the same thing as that Magen Avram. We know that a third kula is Rav Yecheskel Roth, quoted in the Shabbos Home in Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn's book in footnote 17. He writes that when it comes to the baby diapers, it's not meant to glue together, it's just meant to hold on to the baby. I mean, you don't really care about sticking one side of the baby diaper to the other side of the baby diaper. You just care about keeping the baby diaper on the baby. So your kavanah is not really to be tofer, your kavanah is just that it shouldn't move off of the baby. A very difficult kula, though, to accept, because the Ramah writes in Shin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel that if you sew shoes together so you don't lose them, so that's also a violation of tofer, even just temporarily. You sew it together so you don't lose them. Now, your kavanah is not because you want the shoes to be together. It would be very difficult to wear them if they remain together. You don't want them to remain together. You want them to be separate eventually. You just have them together, for some other kavanah. Still, it's aser. Another kula in the baby diaper situation, the Deber Tzina Rav in Ber Moshe, Chelik Vav, Simen Yodalid, writes that it's Yodua Meirosh, that you're not leaving it on the kid. So he seems to say, obviously, in a couple of hours, it's coming off of the kid. So since it's, by its very nature, it can't be left there, not just that you don't intend to, but it can't be left there for longer than a couple of hours. So maybe that's a cool, maybe that's so temporary, it's even better than a temporary tefira. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Vazin, Chelikei, Simul Amad Aleph, says that he's not convinced that it's begeder tofer to put an adhesive tab on a baby diaper. He doesn't really explain why. Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn suggests maybe he means the same thing as the Megillah Sefer in Simen Chav Gimel, Sifkat and Gimel, where the Megillah Sefer writes that since there's a separate tab on the receiving end of the baby diaper, meaning you have the sticky part and then the part where it goes on, so since they make it in such a way where the material that you're supposed to connect it to is made in such a way that when you rip it off, it won't rip off half of the diaper with it, it will just come off neatly, and the rest of the diaper, if you would connect it to other parts of the diaper, would rip off part of the diaper with it. So they dafka put a receptacle for it on it, so the way it's made is evident that it's only made to be used to be taken on and off constantly, and that it's not made to actually be tofer to stick it there forever. So the very nature of the way that it's made is made in such a way that it's evident meirosh that it's never meant to be stuck on in a more permanent way. He thinks that that's perhaps a kula. Another kula that Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn quotes, he says according to Rav Moshe, it's only a violation of tofer when pulling it apart would be a violation of koreya, and over here when it comes off very neatly it would not be a violation of koreya, so he doesn't think it would be a violation of tofer. I'm not sure why that's not circular logic, but okay. Rabbi Ribiat says has a kula that he uses throughout his entire sefer, based on a very posh lahara in terms of the and based on the Magen Avram, really in terms of the malach of boneh. Why isn't it a violation of the isra of boneh to close my door on Shabbos? I'm fastening something in a binyan shel kayama, a binyan kavua. It has the thing that goes into the little hole that holds it in place. Why is that not a violation of boneh? So Rabbi Ribiat has this yesod that he works with all through all the malachos, that anytime something is derech tashmisho, that it's meant to be used in this way, where it's constantly opened and closed, it's constantly taken off and put back on, that's the derech tashmisho, that's the normal way to use it, it's not going to be a malacha. So the time is, that's what the baby diaper, it's meant to constantly be open and closed, to check on the baby, see if the baby's wet, see if the baby's dirty, then close it back up again. So since it's made in such a way, that's the derech tashmisho, maybe that's why it's not a violation. Now what about the tabs, or the shtark, what do you call them, the shtark tabs? Or shtark marks, right? What about those? Or post-its. for that matter. So a lot of poskim, from what I'm told, are machmir. I was told b'shem Rav Willig, although I never spoke to Rav Willig about it, and b'shem Rabbi Sabalovsky from Ari, even though I never spoke to Rabbi Sabalovsky about it, that they're machmir on these things. That especially since a lot of times people put them in their sefer and just leave them there, and they'll leave them there for months, for years, till they open up the sefer. You know, till they open up the sefer again, it will stay there for a very long time. So sometimes it stays there for a very, very long, and it has no problem sticking for a very long time. Rabbi Ribiyat, particularly when it comes to post-its, is machmir, because post-its are only meant really for one-time use. It's just that you don't want it sticking onto something for too long, but you stick it up and it'll stay there for a week, and then when the week is up, you'll take it out and you'll throw it out. It's not derech tashmisho to use over and over again. Normally you just put it in one place, you don't keep moving it around, and then when you're done with it, you just take it and throw it out. So he thinks that post-its are going to be a problem. So, but when it comes to these stark marks, I found in a friend of mine, Rabbi Warren Sinneman, showed me in the Shailas Tshuvas Nishma Shabbos Chelik Zayin Siman Reish Vav, Rav Harfinis, who wrote the 3-volume sefer on Zmanim in Halacha, very, very big Talmud Chacham. I think he's a Dayan in Satmar. He's a very, very well-known Hasidish Posek. Rav Harfinis has a tshuva where he explains why he thinks it's mutter to use them. He says, first of all, the glue itself is a very weak kind of glue. It's not meant to be shel kayama. Second of all, he says, it doesn't really connect the tab to the page in a meaningful way. It doesn't become a single item to the point that it's, because it's so easy to remove, you pick up the tab, it comes right off the page. It doesn't really connect it as a single item. And it's not really meant to connect anything. You're not doing it b'kavana to connect it to the page. You're doing it b'kavana to hold your place. It's just that it's going to, don't want it to slip. But the kavana is not really to connect it to the page. The kavana is to hold the place, that you shouldn't lose your place. And he says, even if you're leaving it there for several days, he thinks it could be mekel, based on the Chazon Ish, that it's not derech, that when it's not derech tefira, it's mutter if it's done somewhat temporarily. And but he is machmir that you shouldn't initially remove the tabs from the roll. He thinks that might be a problem, because then you're taking it from a place that it was kavua for a very long time. But he thinks certainly when you're learning Bekiyas or you're learning Shnai Mikra, let's say, and you're constantly moving, and it's constantly moving the place each and every time, you have a few minutes, you grab an opportunity to learn a little bit, and then you move the place. Certainly that's mutter. But he thinks even if you're learning more Be'iyun, and he says, for instance, you have it tabbed in the Marsha on the daf that you're up to, and in the Ran on the daf that you're up to. So yeah, and you'll be on that daf for a while. He thinks that's mutter also. Now, Rabbi Ribiyat is machmir, I said, with post. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kohn says if it's for less than 24 hours, it's mutter, because the temporary adhesive is mutter. So as long as you do it for less than 24 hours, it's mutter. I don't understand why this wouldn't be called derech tashmisho. Meaning, here is something that's clearly meant to be moved. I mean, Rabbi Ribiyat's machmir. I'm not sure why it would be machmir. It would seem maybe. He doesn't really discuss this. He talks about post-its. But maybe in this case, even Rabbi Ribiyat would be mekel because of the derech tashmisho. I mean, it's not meant to be put and left there. It's clearly meant to be constantly taken off and put back on, taken off, put back on, every time you learn a little bit weiter. So it would seem that there's ample room to be mekel. So Ari asked me, why isn't it hachana? Why isn't it a violation of hachana? So he said that Shai Shechter told him that he saw Rav Asher Weiss uses them. Not such sticky ones, so he wasn't sure about the sticking element, but Rav Asher Weiss certainly held it wasn't hachana. But he wasn't sure why it's not hachana. So why isn't it hachana to use a bookmark? So Rabbi Klappel suggested to me, maybe it's not hachana because that's just the normal way you go about reading, is that you move the bookmark as you read. So that's not called hachana, like when you put the soda back in the fridge after you finish taking a drink. It's not called hachana for the next time you're going to take a drink after Shabbos. No, it's just that's how you take a drink. You take a drink and you put back the soda. That's just the normal way that you go about doing things. Also, who says that the next time you're going to open up the sefer is after Shabbos? Maybe the next time you'll be inspired to learn again sometime on Shabbos, and it's not going to be hachana for after Shabbos. So it's not so pashut that I don't think it's a problem of hachana really at all. The issue is an issue of tofer, and it seems that according to many poskim, there's ample reason to be mekel. Certainly with the baby diapers, and probably also with the tabs, it seems that there's ample reason to be mekel.